And it finally led to a genetic change. In the African population, the black man. Now let me explain that further. Malaria is carried by mosquitoes, yes. But every time an infected mosquito probes through the skin, if it is a carrier, it is carrying parasites on that probe. A specific parasite. And the parasite itself is carrying a viral mutation. And it's even better now. They've got that all crossed up. But from that genetic changing structuring of the black population that started in Africa, black people are so far the only known race that can present with sickle cell anemia. Why is that important? This is important enough to wait.
Thank you for the pause.
You will find sickling now occurring in some of the other, what I will call colored races. And that is because you have had that come over into the Panama area, some of the equatorial areas where you both have a darker race and a Panamanian race. So it is moving. And eventually, if you had the same strain of mosquito and it became an epidemic over a period of years in the United States of America, as a for instance, all races would begin to get this genetic alteration going as a method of protecting the species. So let's go back to those early black days when those mosquitoes were spreading malaria. With malaria comes chills and fevers, and sometimes those fevers are so high that they render a person insane, and at the least retarded in many, many instances. It was so prevalent in the black race along in Zaire and along those rivers that literally the genetic structure changed. And there is a mutant gene in the DNA strand. Now, you can merge the DNA, mommy and daddy. And most of the time in a child, a black child, it will present, and they will carry at least one gene. This usually keeps them from actually dying if they are carriers of, if they are attacked and bitten and so forth with carrier mosquitoes. They may get the disease and they may get very sick, but they will recover. And most will only get mildly sick, if at all. Because that genetic mutation basically gives them a little bit of immunity. It isn't exactly like an immune system response. It is that they are carrying this gene and they can cast off, unless it's overwhelming, the infection. Or unless it is a mutation that attacks them. If the child picks up neither, then they are vulnerable. And they will most likely die of malaria during any kind of an epidemic situation. Now, if they pick up both, you have a dual mutation in both DNA strands, and they will present with sickle cell anemia. Now, how does that work? I don't want to talk about genetics anymore. I want to move to that mosquito. The mosquito carries these almost microscopic size. Well, they are microscopic size to start with. On their probe. So they come and they probe you. This releases the parasite. The parasite goes immediately to a red blood cell and burrows through and gets inside that cell. As it releases its microbial parasite to itself, It forms an acid condition which causes sickling of those cells. They become very sticky. And now you've got that thing inside that cell where you can't get at it. And now you've changed the genetic structure of people so that in sickle cell anemia, it doesn't even need the parasite to respond. Under certain conditions, a child carrying two of these genes will automatically sickle under different sets of circumstances when they're sick. And those sickled cells become very sticky and they will cause a clump. Number one, they are anemic because it destroys the oxygen carrying mechanism in those cells. And then it will clump. And those clumps will clog the vessels. It is an excruciatingly painful disease. Because what happens then is it will clog a vessel. Let us say, to compare with a heart artery. If you clog a vessel to the heart, you get excruciating pain because you're getting no oxygen, no circulation to the muscle. And you know what a Charlie horse is. That is a clamping down of your muscle, and what is so painful is the lack of blood circulation. So this is serious. They plan to release already infected mosquitoes in various places. They're not going to just let it work its way from Atlanta, but they are planning and they have structured it so that it will be humid, hotter than hell, and absolutely no air movement most days. That is going to make these mosquitoes just flourish. And they're going to come in like a plague and bite everybody, probe everybody. It will take a while for the parasites to burrow in and then release the toxins and what they carry. And what those little parasites are carrying is a mutation of a plague, what we will call a microbial or a bacteria. But it's going to be from the strain of the pneumonic plague, which attacks the lungs. And usually is, in most instances, especially if it's not immediately treated, will kill. And that can progress from the bubonic plague into the pneumonic plague. You mix that with this malaria strain of virus that's carried by that parasite, it is a titanium-controlled net. The neck is what controls the brain of a crystalline virus. And very few things will knock it out. With the titanium that we will present to you, it has been increased in strength because we put it with a selenium probe. So it'll move up the scale to a frequency higher than the titanium. But it will match the titanium molecule that holds this viral cap in place. Now, if it is titanium that moves in, it will simply replace, and it becomes like loosing sterile fruit flies. They will go ahead and mate, but they don't reproduce. So eventually it dies out. So our first hope is to target, as in bullet, that titanium neck. And it requires that you wait until after this little beast parasite sheds it. That does create a toxin. That does make people very, very sick. But that virus itself will finally degenerate because it cannot continue its regular function as its program. Hopefully, you will not be foolish enough to stop these other things. because with the silver, gold, selenium that we offer you, it'll come in and disrupt the entire virus and take out the other microbe. This is their more intensive one grade up from AIDS. This is going to be a virus very, very similar to the HIV. And when it gets working its way around through the AIDS population, it will be deadly. But those same mosquitoes, now that they say do not carry the HIV, they're going to have to admit certainly do. Only it's going to be this upgraded variety that they don't recognize. Note that within the last 2 weeks, a type O HIV has been found in the United States. But not to worry, because it would be only 1 in 5 HIV carriers. And although it doesn't show up on the testing for blood transfusions, your chances of getting it aren't too big. But remember what they told you. Kissing and hugging and oral sex and this sort of thing was perfectly all right because, after all, safe sex was all you needed. You don't get AIDS, you don't get an HIV virus through spittle or any other, you know, kissing, anything like that. And then they come out less than a month ago and tell you they now have a test for HIV using saliva, but it's still okay. I'm appalled that they think that people are so dumb. And the only reason that it is shocking is because you're not allowed to get the information that builds up to something, so when they say stuff on there, it is so outrageous. And it sounds so silly and crazy that you automatically discount it. You have two papers. I'm sorry, in this world, you have two papers that are worth anything. That's Spotlight and Contact. And people are scared to death to take Contact. I'm going to repeat for Wally something that I've said all along. It's only you people that I protect the most that have trouble dealing with Hatton, because I make myself known personally, physically, to some of those high rollers like Bush. I'm going to be honored. They are going to honor the agreements they made with me. It may take them a while to figure out a way to do it because they're right up against it. And you have to make those contacts. Son of a gun, you've got to do it. They have laws in place that if I showed up in this room, every one of you would be immediately arrested and quarantined in isolation. They've put it on the books and it's been there. So we're not going to fall into their trap. I don't care how much they hear or read or see. I'm going to do the best I can to protect you. But if you won't protect yourself, I have no right against your will to do it. And rather than stay all day and all night, I would like an opportunity, if there's any sharing to be done from our guests that they would like to do, that they have an opportunity to do it. And I'm so glad that one showed up so that I can go through this only once. And then you can be speechless for a while, and then you can share, and you will get creative. I ask EJ to bring some of those, a couple or three of those copies of the contract. We'll call it the contract, because I don't even want to go back and deal with certificates. And I had asked that it be brought to Gene, because he has some contacts he could dispense it to. And They're interesting people, travel in interesting circles, and I wanted Gene to have an opportunity to work maybe with Wayne John, and let's see if they couldn't get some action going. I want Wally Gentleman to take one of those, and I want him to go straight to Edgar Bronfman. Don't try to figure out the contract and whether or not it's good. I'll give you enough information right now to tell you that people have been murdered right and left over this. So I've got it structured, so it's not going to hurt you. You just have it. And I'm going to also tell you it is 100% valid. How do I know that? Because the big honchos made it that way. It wasn't worth anything. 7% at the most on $1,000 out of Peru. Well, we've got one going now down to Peru. We've got a couple or three of them in Greece. We've got them scattered all over. We've got a good scatter on them. And we've got four not here. Actually, there are five original contracts, all signed, ready to deliver to the ones who finally get to that point of we're going to fund. We've got one with Monex. We've got a couple with Monex. I mean, they were a bank that was doing business with the Bush Boys. The Bush Boys and their team of world wonders pulled out trillions of dollars. They only managed to get billions shifted. And now the world's coming down on them because they had stolen, after they had proved it up and made it real, they did a no-no. After they had made it real, they started killing off the people who had something to do with this. And they did exactly. And you see, Betty Tootin wouldn't understand this importance because there was no intent on Betty Tootin's part to do anything really wrong by taking those corporation books. I mean, after all, Mr. Bush went in and took a corporation and made it his own, got control of those contracts and certificates, and started passing them all over the world. And now he's done in Barings Bank, Credit Lyonnais in Paris, Banco de Lavoro, and there is a Banco Panama, there is a Banco de Mexico, and you can do business offshore with any of these banks. They know all about these certificates. They funded billions of dollars. And they called it Costra money, Iran-Contra money. They called it everything. And what we call the Cow Islands, which is Jersey and Guernsey, they have a bunch of that drug money. And it's all part of the same operation. And I think they should share, don't you? I don't care how much they have of it. Because our team does have control of the contract that got replaced with the recovery of the corporation. And it's been registered. It's valid. But you're not going to go down to your local One World lawyer and have him prove up on this. I told you, you're going to have to play the game better than they do. And you will notice that we've been into this some 6, 8, 10 weeks, and everybody in this room still alive, at least almost. Some are questionable. And some may have mad cow spongy disease. But we're still motivating. In fact, there is almost a deafening silence from anyone either trying to take you out. Oh, the military choppers come over, and they come over and blast the shield every now and then and hit the house. But they know better, really, than to do anything more than radiate DORMA. And we're just now getting over that from 3 weeks ago. We won't be careless again, hopefully. You have to watch out for yourselves, granted. But somebody's got to walk out there and do it. Now, Mr. Bush has his offer. I love this one. O.J. Simpson will have his offer by now. Farrakhan has his. Bank of America has theirs, and you will notice an absolute deathly silence from Bank of America. And they're sitting holding a will. They haven't even called back lately, have they, to suggest that you pay them another $1,000 and they'll look a little deeper? Let me tell you how to do this. Because they just don't seem to know what to do. They are in Panicville. And you can pull down the entire World Bank with this. No, you don't want to pull down the whole World Bank. That collapses the economy. You just want what you need. They're going to collapse themselves. But you need something to work with. And you have to know that it is the Khazarian Israeli element against, really, the Bush Brigade. You're going to have to get used to it. Neither side are nice people. They are all heinously rotten. But they're going to kill each other off. Netanyahu has been over here explaining to you that you are now under Israeli control. He's explained it to everybody. This man was an ambassador over here. He was schooled in the United States of America. And he's telling you what you're going to do. And Mr. Clinton runs around with his little beanie on and he plays in this. Mr. Clinton is nothing. And they're going to smash him. He served some silly puppet purpose, as do most of the high rollers. There is one that is not a puppet, and that is George Bush. He's dangerous. He is powerful. And he's trying to decide what to do because his empire is folding. And his empire is folding because of me. And I'm not shoving anything down his throat. He and his twigs can do anything they want. They have managed to corner, along with their hoodlums, the world oil supply. They did it through controlling Reed Contact. Reed Contact! Anybody who thinks they don't need to read every day what I offer and what is being put in that paper are really, really foolishly remiss. There isn't anywhere else you're going to get this information. And Fletcher Prouty told you exactly what and how they did it. Shutting down those tap lines, building, creating Israel, for goodness sakes, the port of Haifa. They didn't create Israel to have a homeland. They created Israel to get control of the oil flow. And they did it. And everything taking place in Bosnia is over oil and pipelines. Everything taking place in Saudi Arabia is over oil. It's terrifying if you stop to think about it. Well, they've all worked together to accomplish this. But oops, they had to push it too far. Now, how can you know this contract is valid? Don't go down to your local attorney and have him pick it to pieces. It's valid because Lloyd Bentsen was Secretary of the Treasury, and that makes him an employee of the International Monetary Fund World Bank. He was able to manage to get this silly certificate approved with a 44% compounding unlimited bill. There is not enough money or value in this world to even name on that certificate. And they pulled billions out of it. And then, when it came time to pay up and produce the certificate, they couldn't do it. They didn't have it. And they burned to the ground Credit Lyonnais in Paris to get rid of the paper trail. They destroyed Barings Bank and some poor little sucker broker in Singapore because they'd pulled out $4.5 billion against. And they'll tell you, well, no, it wasn't. It was only $2.2 billion. How do you find out what people have done? You give them a number and they'll tell you the truth. I did not just take out two. Or they'll lie. The amount of money built around the drug deals and these money laundering certificate deals for the Iran-Contra covered all that drug trade. You see, Georgie's father, you know, the big skull and the big bones, already had a lock on most of that oil. And you put sweet little Barbie in there. Her dad was a Harriman. They were already in the elite of the elite, the powerful people. This is power. And so it became easy to run in through and have Zapata Oil and Zapata Cattle Company. You could have all those nice offshore drilling rigs and you could float fish meal by any other name, cocaine, onto these offshore oil rigs. You could go in and pick them up with helicopters, and of course, everything came under the protection of the CIA. They could fly into anywhere in the United States they wanted to. And MENA was a biggie, because who the hell would care what happened in MENA, Arkansas? Well, you care now. You didn't care for a long, long time. And now I would guess by the time you have unfolded a little of just the Clintonista operation, you're going to find 400 or 500 people killed because they knew something. And Hillary, Billary, and Billy are walking very, very shard-filled trails. It's serious time. You're in the game. You're no longer talking about what will happen if. You're in it. They've already gone over that, and they've gotten the laws on the books that they need to control you. So you're going to take up your pop guns and go out there and have Red Dawn? No, you're not. They're going to kill you if you do that. You're going to have honorable patriotic militias that are going to go and confront lasers? They can pulse any one of you specifically in this room from farther out than the moon. They haven't put all those little satellites up there to see if you can float in space. That's the most ignorant thing I've ever seen. Aren't your intelligent scientists smart enough to pressurize a cabin so that you can stay upright? And you swallow it. Hook, line, and sinker. And now what are you going to do? Oh, by year 2000 or so, you will be sending shuttles and you don't even need the crew anymore. And yet they can't seem to get one up there working, can they? That doesn't have trouble. Silly trouble. I don't mean trouble. I'm talking about plug toilets. And oh well, just this week they showed you, I believe, experimental little craft that went like hell, was remote controlled, and they just blew it up. They're so dumb, they let that little sucker crash, and it goes $1 billion. Oh well, it would have scared all of you anyway, they said. Well, if you're not scared, there's something really sick wrong with you. I ask that these contracts be spread around. I want Paul to be really sure his Greek friend understands, because we got Greeks over there, and we've made it all the way into the Costa Nostra. There are some contacts to be had. And the way the contracts are being set up, $4.8 billion goes to the banking operation. If Paul can get it done, he and his Greek and his bank, whoever funds it, they get to split that up. And the other party gets half of the remaining, and we get half of that also. And if we can't make a few motion pictures on that much money, that's fine. And ones come back and say, well, but that's an enemy. I don't have any offshore contacts. And you said it has to be done offshore. Yeah, there isn't a bank in the United States of America would dare, because the Federal Reserve is sitting there terrified of going down. And you see, this is a United States of America foreign debt. It is a foreign debt. And you're not going to be able to slither out from under that foreign debt. It's going to require a country that has some pretty good monetary treaty laws but don't like you. And so one of the more entertaining ones that now sits with that contract trying to figure out what to do with it is Kurt Waldheim in Austria. Will it happen? Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, yes, indeed. And the one who has had some control over that recognizes that it has to be done. It has to be done. And we're not asking for much, relatively speaking. But confound it, we're going to get it. Or there are going to be a lot of toppled elitists. So EJ, make sure that George and Wally have a copy. Make sure that Ron has a copy. They can share them up. You can make your own copies. And when you go to explain it to your bank, try to get a bank that is independent, preferably one offshore who doesn't work exactly for the Federal Reserve, but even maybe launders money, because they will have already laundered money. And they're brave enough to go ahead, because they know the dirt on the ones who are laundering the money. We're not laundering anything. This is a valid United States contract. So when you go and they say, oh, well, this is not a good contract, and, well, you can't do this, that represents, there are two sizes. One is for $4 million and the other is for $10 billion. And that's only the beginning. They're like five of each to play with. And nobody gets those originals until you have worked it out with the bank and have a valid plan. And one of the best plans that I can possibly think of is to take one of those contracts and just say, here it is. I'm depositing that to this account. Now you figure out how to make my check valid. I'm not going to write any till you pass it. Then you get somebody who knows what they're doing, and we've got people who know what they're doing, can go into that bank and explain to them how they hold that. And they pull out of that increments, letters of credit, and you purchase your money. You put it there, but you go to the bank and you purchase your money. Say you, I don't even want to talk $10 billion. I want to talk something smaller. You go in and you tell them, all right, I don't, you know, I need to do some valid projects. I want to pay for money up front. I've got all this value in here. So I'm going to pay you, Mr. Banker, enough money that I don't have to pay you any interest. I'm going to buy my financing because I don't want you running my business and I don't want you foreclosing. Now, as with EJ, because he has now the connections, he can take some smaller ones and go in and say, all right, I want gold purchased because I'm going to buy some money from you. And I know that you want collateral. So you have this contract, but also I'm going to purchase enough gold to cover that contract with that contract. So now Mr. Bank has the value in hard gold. There is not enough gold in the world for all of you to run out there and try this. This is a very specific set of circumstances that we're going to use to develop freedom and allow the bank to understand that they, even if the contract was no good tomorrow, they have the gold. It's waiting there. And then you can borrow against the gold. Only you don't borrow, you purchase. To begin a flow for receiving some funds. But in the international market, those bankers need to understand, and believe me, they know, any of the Banco, B-A-N-C-O, or B-A-N-K-O chain deal in this. They're a baby. You would be astounded what they have done in this world. You don't have money. You're headed for a cashless society. Federal Reserve notes, or exactly that, notes. They're valueless, except for what you might use in exchange. Something needs to set the value. You don't even have anything anymore to set the value, so the Federal Reserve does it for you. And Mr. Schweitzer in Montana tries to set up an equal, same type of a deal. And I got him in prison. Federal Reserve can get away with it as a private corporation, but Mr. Schweitzer can't. No, he can't, because they're too powerful. So there's no need in struggling over here to get something done. Get an acquaintance somewhere outside. The most progress, I will say, on one of these instruments, Wally, was in Canada. They validated the instrument. And they just wrote back wanting a smaller one. The particular one they were dealing with was $3 billion. And give us one to run through first. And the more dislike the country has for the United States, don't go out there dealing with the enemy, or you will be called a domestic terrorist dealing with the enemy. So don't go try to get Gaddafi to do this. Send it to Farrakhan and let Farrakhan go to Gaddafi. He's already listed as a terrorist. Mr. Farrakhan is. Don't go do foolish things. Know what you're doing. And always do it within the law. This is a legal contract, backed by the United States of America, the Treasury Department, truly. They're not going to honor it. But there's going to be some that are going to honor it. And they don't have to pay any money. Think about it. There's no money involved. This creates new value. New value. You have a document. You put it over here. You pull out of the document. All you've got are ledger exchanges. That's all you have going in the world, swift wires. And you're not going to pull out any $10 billion at one time. They won't let you, for one thing. But you can get lines of credit, especially for projects.